Happiness is a luxury everyone can afford. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Nice to have instant illumination, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Happiness is a luxury everyone can afford. It certainly is something that we all would like to have. We all would like to experience more happiness in our life. And how do we go about experiencing more happiness in our life? Well, to the happy, happiness is given. To the rich, more riches is given. To the poor, more poorness is given. It's just the way the principle works. It's unfortunate, you know, that to the poor, poorness is given, but this is their attitude. This is their way of looking at things, and so this is their experience. To the rich, this is their way of looking at things. This is their attitude. And they think, rich, 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 rich. Well, do you mean to say then all we have to do is think rich and we'll be rich? Or think happy and we'll be happy? That's a good start. That's a good start. You're going to go to a carnival. And are you going to take Mr. Glum along with you to the carnival? Are you going to take the kids who are unhappy? I don't want to go. I want to go somewhere else, you know. Well, if you're smart, you won't take them along. Oh, they may end up being smiley at the carnival, but the thing is, probably not. Probably not. They'll probably keep that grouch on all day long because they're not getting what they wanted. You see, they wanted to be grouchy. They wanted to get something, and they're going to grouch until they get it. Now, if you would say to your children, your husband, your wife, your family, your world, if you want something, be happy. Come in with a happy face and say, I would like to have $1,000,000. And you'd say, wow, yes, I'd like to have you have $1,000,000 too, and I'll join you. I'll have $1,000,000 for me too. Now, what do you suggest we do? You know, start a new business, start a new company, or we go talk to some rich person and say, you want to give us $1,000,000? And that's, of course, a dead issue right there, because rich people only give you things that they like. And rich people do not like to spend money. They like to make money, but they don't necessarily like to spend it. Now, to spend money does not necessarily mean that you make it. Contrary to what we oftentimes say, if you want happiness, give happiness. If you want money, give money. Well, they do. They give money to their stocks and bonds and to their projects, and then they make money that way. But they're not going to give money to a pig in a poke. They're not going to give money to something like you, who has a negative attitude about it, that you haven't got any money. They're going to give money to people who've got money. And this is why Reverend Ike was teaching his people to say, don't say you was poor. Say you was rich, 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 rich. And why would he have them say that? Because that's a wonderful thing to say. It's the truth about him. He was raising their consciousness from a very practical psychological point of view. And in raising their consciousness, he was bringing them in line with their highest and best. And why did the people in Reverend Ike's church give him money, money, money? Every time he turned around, they give, because that was what he expected. That's what he created. He created a lot of rich people giving him money. Now, perhaps the richness of one person might be $100 or $1,000. Well, they feel no remorse about giving him maybe half of it. Half of it? Yes, really. Because, you see, when you don't have a lot of money, you don't think of your money as being valuable. My little pittance, it doesn't mean a thing, you know, like the widow's mite is the term often used. But they give you, you know, virtually half what they got or all of it because they want to make money. Whereas a wealthy person, they will give you a percent of what they have. And they keep operating capital. They keep all things going. They're in a money consciousness. So how about being in a happy consciousness? It's a luxury that everyone can afford. Because just to go around being happy, you don't have to spend money. You don't have to buy nice clothes. You don't have to buy gadgets. You just go around and be happy. And I know a lot of young people who have come into our world who are happy people. They're just very happy people. and you just enjoyed being with them. And everything they did turned out to be very happy and very wonderful. And it was exciting in their company. But it was something that they were happy about themselves. They really thought was pretty nice themselves. And it turned out that way for them. Everyone said, "Well, bring that happy kid over here." Or, "Who's that happy kid you're with?" And did anyone ever say to you, "Hey, happy lady, come here"? Did anyone ever say to you, "Hey, Grouch, come here"? Yeah. They don't say, "Hey, Grouch, come here." They don't want you in their world. They only want happy people in their world. And that's all you want to be, is a happy person. It's a very inexpensive commodity. It's just something that comes right out of your heart. Something comes right out of your soul, right out of your being, and you act happy, and you live happy, and you express happiness. This is a psychological thing, pure and simple, cause and effect. Whatever causes we put in motion, those are the effects that we get. Whatever causes we put into our life experience, those are the effects that we get back. Now, I don't like to say this, but if you're experiencing unhappiness in your life, it's because you're putting unhappy causes in motion. "But I didn't do anything." Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And right now, the very fact that you say you didn't do anything shows me that you did a lot and you're still doing, "I didn't, I didn't, I didn't." Say, "I did put a good cause in motion. I did put a good cause in motion. My cause in motion is that I live in my
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
My good cause is that I live eternally. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And, you know, it sort of gets into your consciousness. It gets into your attitude, gets into your body. And every cell of your body begins saying, "I like me too, you know. I like being in this likable situation." And next thing you know, there's no disease, there's no unhappiness, there's no bad relationships. There's everything's in harmony. Everything's in perfect order. But it's not that easy. That's right. It's not that easy. Because when you got a schnitt on about thinking that you got a problem and that you got a right to feel sorry for yourself, it's not easy. Because you have to give that up. You have to stop feeling sorry for yourself and start saying, "Hey, I got a lot of good things going for me. I got a lot of nice things in my life. I've got all this wonderful people around me who are just so super. I have a wonderful mother who loves me, a father that just dotes on me and thinks I'm a great guy. And I've got these brothers and sisters who think, wow, if I had a brother like him or a sister like her, wow, would I be happy. She is just the greatest. I am so blessed to have her as my sister and him as my brother. I'm just so blessed, you see." And think it, think it, think it. Put that cause in motion, golly, almost, it works out. It comes out in your life because you put a whole new program in motion for yourself. And it's very simple, very simple. You can have the program in motion that you're sick, and you will be. And you can say, "Help me, help me." Remember in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when Maynard Seagull comes up to Jonathan and says, "Help me, help me." And Jonathan says, "What would you like?" "I'd like to fly." "Well, come and fly with us." "Don't you understand? I have a broken wing." And Jonathan says, "That's all right. You come and fly with us." And Maynard says, "But I've got a broken wing, don't you know?" And Jonathan says, "Come, you can fly." And so Maynard came along. And he got so excited with all the other gulls who were flying, he forgot he had a broken wing. And he started flying, and his wing was whole and perfect. Now, my goodness sakes, how could that happen? "Well, it's just a fictional story." No, it isn't. That's life. That's life. When we forget our troubles, all of the happiness that we could ever want is ours. When we forget our troubles, our aches and pains go away. When we forget our troubles, we live a life filled with luxury, the luxury of happiness, the joy of being ourselves and having fun. You see, this is what life's all about. Life's all about being whatever we want to be. And there are some people who just find it pleasurable to be unhappy. And other people find it pleasurable to be happy. What happens when the little girl picks the flowers in her mother's garden in the front and brings them in to her and says, "Mommy, for you"?
Mom said, "My flower." Thank you, sweetheart. She just got to be happy because she knows that it was done out of love. It wasn't done out of meanness. It wasn't done out of anything else, but just pure old love. And you can't be mad. You know, you just can't. And so this is the way we have to look at life, too. People come at us with something that what they did was terrible. But, you know, they saw this beautiful dress on the clothesline of the neighbor. They go and take it down and say, "Mommy, this would be nice for you." "Well, thank you, dear, but where did you get that?" You know, it was on her line. "Well, no, let's just take that right back." "But thank you very much for thinking of me. So lovely, you know." And you know, this is what happens. This is what happens. And people do these things. People take the last money they have and go and buy a rose for their wife, you know. They haven't got a penny in their pocket, and they go and buy a rose. And the wife says, "Oh, thank you. That's worth a dozen suppers." I can fast happily looking at that rose, knowing that our love is so powerful and so beautiful. Think of those things. That's happiness. Happiness is what makes the world go round. And it makes it spin in perfect harmony with everything in the sky and everything with us. So join me on the happiness fleet and say to yourself, "I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy." Say to yourself, "Everything in my world is happy. Everything in my world is happy. Everything in my world is happy." Say, "My name is happy." Now, you look at Anita, and she's got all sorts of little problems that jump into her life and out of her life. And what does she name her dog? Happy. And then, at one point, she wasn't able to take care of Happy. She was going to move into a place where they wouldn't let dogs be. And so she took her dog and gave it away to a neighbor who wanted the dog, and gave him the dog house, and gave him the food and the leashes and everything for Happy. And then they went out that evening, and when they came back, there was Happy on the doorstep in his house with all the leash and everything. The neighbors, their landlord wouldn't let them keep him either. And Happy was back home again, and somehow she found a way to keep him. She found a way to keep Happy. Now, can we find a way to keep Happy? It's not everything that's easy as a puppy dog, and that's not always too easy either. But can we find a way to keep Happy? Well, we keep Happy by looking on the bright side of things. We keep Happy by Jiminy Cricket, you know. He's our conscience. Let your conscience be your guide. Listen to do everything right, harmonious and peaceful and good, and everything is yours. You are wonderful, and I love you. I love you. I love you. You're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.